This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going to get into Eric Baranchak coming up here momentarily. Don't forget our friends at Bud Light bring you the Bill Michaels Huddle each and every week. And also, they are the official beer sponsor of the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. Eric Baranchak of the Green Bay Press Gazette checking in with us now. Eric, how you doing, buddy?
I'm good. You know, I'm just kind of getting ready for, I'm one of those guys that go sit out in the woods dressed in orange.
So I'm just
finishing my checklist here. I got a gun, got ammo, I got lots of vodka, got my socks.
Vodka, and, there you go. You kind of glossed over that, but I got it.
Yep, and then, but the most important thing for every deer camp is I have it on my list to stop and pick up a bag of wings so that we can enjoy our time together.
Oh, there you go. Got to have those wings, man.
Story.
No
that
doubt.
That's a great story. That might be my favorite all-time fan retaliation. Sending someone a chocolate.
Right, the chocolate wang. Right. Yeah. You know what? I posted that story over on our Facebook page, and I just said, "Look, at least I give them credit for creativity." You know?
Yeah, for sure. Can you imagine going to your locker and you got to stack them?
No, not I couldn't imagine going to a locker and having somebody. You know what's really embarrassing is if you go to your locker and you know how it is with your clubhouse guys, your locker room guys, and they come over and go, "Hey, just an FYI, Mason, you got a bag of dongs over there, you know?" And they prominently put it in the back of your locker. You got to stand in front of your locker doing an interview with the media.
Oh, yeah. Those guys would have a ton of fun with that.
Oh, you bet. No doubt. Hey, how do you see this thing playing out? I said, look, they got to score. They got to get up. Maybe a couple of scores. You force Garoppolo into some turnovers. That's the way you're going to win this thing.
Yes, to all of that above. I think more importantly is I think I wouldn't be surprised if the Packers get off to a slower start and just kind of methodically keep going and that by the end of the game they're up. And I think it's going to be a couple of things. A, they're going to have to – that first quarter, it doesn't matter if they score or not. They just got to spend a ton of time on the field. They got to get that front seven breathing hard and panting hard because it's going to be – those guys are some tough nuts in there, and it's going to be really difficult. I didn't mean to say, but there's some tough guys in there because that's going to be really tough. They're fast. They're big, they're strong, and they're going to want to get after the quarterback. So they need to tire out, especially the ends. And then they got to find a way, reach down and find a way to stop, to slow down that run game so they can get Garoppolo to throw that ball because he's gonna make a few mistakes. That's just the way it is. And I really feel like they can make it happen. But they have to find a way to slow the run game down.
Yeah, I believe that too. Now, I don't know. It doesn't look like Breida is going to play in this ball game. I know they're going to try to get Sanders back. I know that they're going to try to get Kittle back out on the market, so to speak. But does an injured Kittle threaten you?
Okay, great. If their run game gets going a little bit, then it really threatens me.
Mm-hmm.
If it doesn't, and they're able. I think they're going back and looking at the Bear game. And before, there was only a game and a half with Raven Green before he got hurt. I think what they're going to do is they're going to do some more run blitzing. They're going to have to do something to plug up holes and get them turned inside. They're not really good at spilling the run, so they're better off, in my opinion, with getting it inside with run blitzes, things of that nature, and make, again, get them to throw. If they start running the ball and with success, now it's really deadly because they can run, they'll do the tight end blocks for a count and then sneaks out. Safety's tight end head down, they're driving, it's tight end head up, they're bailing. So if the run game could get going, then the tight end is really scary. If not, if they find a way to slow that down, I think they'll be okay. And I think Ibrahim Campbell is going to be fine there. Amos will have Kittle as well. And then they'll have, the low zone underneath. So I think they can handle it. It's just really going to be more importantly to get that, get them in third and seven, third and eight, third and six. That's going to be more important than anything.
The we were talking about Aaron Rodgers, obviously, with Devontae Adams back in the fold. You try to get him the football. He had a good game his last game. They targeted him quite a bit. But zero targets for Aaron Jones out of the backfield. I said, look, if you're going to win a game and you're going to go back to kind of doing what you do, Aaron Jones is a guy that gets the ball 18 to 23 times a game. He has to have those touches. And you cannot not throw to him coming out of the backfield. I think he adds that dynamic as a weapon. So on third down, this 49ers team is extremely good. To me, the way you keep the pass rush off of him is, yeah, you go downfield a little bit, no doubt about it, with quick hitters. But I also think, if you're going to get a pass rush, screen passes negate that, especially if you've got a guy as dynamic as Aaron Jones.
Yeah, I agree with that. I think the other end of it is if they got to hit Aaron Jones on second down, waiting till third down, to me, is – now you're rolling the dice. I don't like the way that's going to be. Those, listen, Aaron Rodgers is 35 years old. I don't care who you are. At 35 years old, those things hurt. And those two guys on the end are scary. I want him standing upright. So I'm thinking short passes where I think it could be more effective. Screen pass to me takes too long to develop. I want short little passes, ISO passes where they have two backs through the hole and Aaron Jones catches that little flare at about 3 yards, little swing passes, things of that are the things that I would like to see him do. Holding on to the ball 3 seconds to me is not anything that I would recommend doing, and that would scare me.
Defensively speaking, how good do you think this team can be coming out of this bye, if you will? The fact that they're getting healthy, at some point Blake Martinez is going to get that club off of his hand. And I think Blake has been a little bit hindered. I think he's taken some grief because he's been basically playing with one arm. How much do you think that this defense can get better or at least get back to close to what they were prior to some of the injuries that kind of fell upon them?
I think right now is the time when they're going to start getting better. And here's my reasoning. When Raven Green went down, it pulled Amos, who was your smart guy with a bunch of experience, and he got brought down into the box. So now you got a rookie and a guy who was undrafted in the back end there. And then Savage goes down, and now you're really hurting because now you got it, not your atypical plan of what you wanted to do at the back end of that secondary. Now you got Savage back. You got Ibrahim Campbell that can play that down in the hole safety in the dime package or heavy dime, whatever you want to call it. He had a game back. He showed some stuff against the run. Darnell Savage is a rookie. I think the Kansas City game was kind of tough on him. Last week was a little bit better. This week he's going to be better. Plus he's going to be asked to come downhill and tackle, which is he's very good at. I think this is the week where they can kind of toughen up and really stiffen up. Now, but when I say that, I think my rule of thumb is if you let the team score 20 points or less, that's a great, great outing as a defense because the average in year over year the last 10 years has been around 22 points. So you keep them at 20 points, you should win. I think it could be one of those games. My guess is this is a 2017 slug it out, the end of the fourth quarter, last half of the fourth quarter when the game's decided. I that's just how I see it playing out based on the defense and both teams are going to go out and try to control the football and control the clock. That's where I see it because I think it's going to be a chess match to tire out and get after that defense. Their front seven is, in my belief, the best in football. And I think it's going to be really, really hard for them to get anything going, but it's going to be take your time, set up plays in the second half, keep pounding the rock. Even if you're not getting first downs, just keep pounding it. Hopefully you don't get too far behind, and hopefully you're there for a shot to win it in the fourth quarter, and that's kind of how I expect it to go.
Talk with Eric Brancheck of the Green Bay Press Gazette. I also believe that if they're going to do this, If you win the toss, you defer, you get a stop, you score. And then all of a sudden you've got them trailing the entire game, or at least that would be the perfect perception. To me, it's all about those first maybe 16, 15, 20 scripted plays, how precise they are. They had 2 weeks now to kind of put this whole thing together. This is where coaching really becomes evident, in my opinion. Mike McCarthy, always coming out of a bye week, looked really crisp. His games usually looked really good coming out of a bye week, or at least the first 15 or 20 plays did. Do you expect the same out of Matt LaFleur?
I'm looking for the play progression more than anything. Coming out of the gate is important, no doubt. I don't care if they score on the first series. I just want them to, when they punt the ball, that it's inside the 15. You know, that's you want to get some positive yards and you want to get things going, especially in the run game. I think, to me, I know, hey, let's get out and score. But to me, if they're going to have success, they don't. The receivers are not barn burners. You got MBS that can run a little bit, but the rest of the guys aren't like they're not barn burners. So let's get those safeties to make mistakes. Let's get those safeties to come up. All it takes with any one of the guys, even though they're not super fast, is that safety to take one bad step or to turn his hips or put his head down and start coming forward to get over the top of them. And that's what, so for me, it's more about getting positive yards on the ground, get those safeties thinking, get those defensive ends not coming upfield so hard so that when you do want to take your shot, you're not going to be looking at 12, picking up, you know, picking himself up off the ground, looking through his ear hole.
Mm-hmm.
So my deal is just run, get positive yards, and start working those safeties and make those guys make mistakes. Because when they do, Rodgers hits them. And that's when it's going to – that's the deep post. That's the post corner or the one up the sideline that is going to happen when a safety screws up on a run play, on a play action pass.
Always good, Eric. We're going to break it down come Monday. Enjoy watching the game over the weekend and enjoy the hunting in the trees.
Yeah, really looking forward to ripping into these chocolate dongs and we'll be good to go.
Talk to you soon, man.
Hey, thanks for having me on. I appreciate
there
it.
There you go. That is Eric Voracek of the Green Bay Press Gazette. See, if you don't know what he's talking about, you got to go to the Facebook fan page because Browns fans got very creative with Mason Rudolph, the quarterback of the Pittsburgh Steelers, when they started sending him anatomically correct gummy bears, we'll say. So that's what he's talking about. Good story, though. Good story. He joins us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard. They treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been getting it done. Call them 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com. 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com. Hey, I've been telling you about our good friends down there at the Brat Stop. And the reason I'm telling you about them again is because we cannot wait. We're heading down to the Brat Stop on Friday, December 13th. The entire local program out of Milwaukee, our flagship station, The Fan, which is where this show originates from, but we're on the network, but the all everything from 6A to 6P, everybody's heading down to the Brat Stop in Kenosha, along with our sister station from Chicago, The Score, 670, The Score. So it's going to be Chuck and Winkler in the morning. This particular show, The Bill Michaels Show, middays, and then the Wendy's Big Show, all broadcasting live down there, going head-to-head, toe-to-toe with the entire lineup from The Score in Chicago. It's all presented by Kenosha Subaru and the Subaru Share the Love event going on right now through January 2nd. Looking forward to it. That's the Brat Stop, December 13th, 6A to 6P. The entire fan team live down there. We hope to see you there as a face in the crowd as well. It's going to be a lot of fun. Really, really looking forward to it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.